It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 9th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Word Association. I say International Consumer Electronics Show, now going on in Las Vegas. And you say what? Flat-screen TVs? Conspicuous consumption, maybe? It's also about the future of cars, including ones that drive themselves. Marketplace's tech reporter Queena Kim is at the show, where amid the tablets and the smartphones, Toyota was showing off a robot car. Queena, did you get to ride this tricked-out Lexus LS460?
No, I didn't get to ride it, but I did check out a prototype of the car, which was on display. If you look at it, it's just basically a regular Toyota, but on the grill, there's a huge rack. And on this rack, there are tons of cameras and sensors. I spoke to Jim Pies, the corporate manager of North American Business Strategy, who told me what these cameras and sensors are for.
It helps the car understand its surroundings.
The car understand? It's got a brain?
We're working toward it. That's why it's called autonomous, because it's thinking by itself. The process of all this technology is fundamentally based around three technologies: recognition technology, judgment technology, and then operational technology.
So when's the car coming?
Pi says that there's a lot that has to fall into place. There's the technology, and then the law has to catch up. Then people have to feel comfortable driving in an autonomous car. And they're hoping that they'll be able to add more and more features like this to the cars that we can actually buy right now.
Marketplace's Queena Kim in Las Vegas. Thanks. Elsewhere at CES, there's a guy who's not looking for more investors. He got his funding last summer. He's not looking to sell his product. That's what he'll be doing at a big toy fair in February. Eric Schweikert is looking for buzz.
All the magazines and blogs are here. CES is just about exposure.
He's founder of Cubelets, an educational way to build robots by snapping together cubes with sensors. We're following this Colorado-based company's progress in Las Vegas this week. To make buzz, you have to have a story with punch. Schweikert tells one, starting with his recent trip to China.
While I was on that visit, we interviewed, I think, six contract manufacturers who would make the entire product for us. Because common wisdom says that when you're going into high-volume consumer electronics, you have somebody in China make your stuff for you. And it was a great visit. We met all those people, and we came back, and we decided we're going to do this ourselves because it's absolutely insane when you really stop to think about it to make toys all the way across the world. So right now, our whole team is conducting a deep financial analysis on whether we really can build a giant factory outside of Boulder, Colorado, and hire American laborers and build everything here ourselves.
We'll check in again with the Cubelets booth in Vegas later this week. In New York's Chelsea neighborhood, they turned an old elevated rail line into a public park. Now that part of town is getting another amenity with no admission charge: outdoor Wi-Fi internet for a chunk of Manhattan about 8 blocks long. Free, but from whom?
As you can imagine, we kind of firmly believe in the internet.
So which true believer has a massive office in Chelsea and enough money to give out things for free? Hint, it rhymes with frugal. William Floyd, public policy and government relations senior manager at the company, says he doesn't think rival internet service providers will complain about efforts to just be neighborly.
We see this service as complementing or supplementing what's already there. This is no different than Wi-Fi spots that you see at Starbucks. We're not looking to supplant anybody. We're just looking to complement.
Google will share costs of free Wi-Fi service with a nonprofit, the Chelsea Improvement Company. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.